Hello, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship, and I'm going to try to answer the question, is there life on other planets? Is there life on other planets? Now, in my last question that I answered, it was, did God use evolution? And I argued that evolution needs God, but God doesn't need evolution. And so now a lot of evolutionists say, like you're saying, the intelligent design movement, that doesn't work. It's not scientific. It's failed. The intelligent design movement failed, that intelligence is needed to bring life from non-life. It's failed. So what are these evolutionists saying now? Well, it's impossible for life to have evolved from non-life on planet Earth without intelligent intervention. So we think intelligent life was transported to the planet Earth either on purpose or by accident, some asteroid or something like that. I mean, hey, it's called panspermia. Even guys like Watson and Crick, who cracked the genetic code, even those guys held to panspermia, that alien life, intelligent life forms on other planets somehow transported primitive life to the planet Earth. Well, that tells me the intelligent design movement won. So the fact that I got to even answer this question, is there life on other planets, tells me that evolution really hurts, that even many of the world's leading evolutionists, are, even Richard Dawkins entertains the possibility that life might have evolved somewhere else in the universe and then was transported, primitive life, to the planet Earth. So even he is open to panspermia. Let me say this. Look, I said before, evolution needs God, but God doesn't need evolution. Well, now I'm going to update that argument. Here's my new thesis. Aliens need God, but God doesn't need aliens. Okay? So if aliens exist on other planets, they didn't evolve there from non-intelligent, non-living matter, because there's no proof for that. If aliens exist on other planets, it's because a miracle-working God created them. However, once you posit the existence of a miracle-working God, then just because the universe is really, really big with a whole lot of planets, doesn't mean he had to create other beings, intelligent beings, on other planets. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us that God, every word of God, all scripture is inspired by God. It's God-breathed. God guided human authors to record his word without error. And through the scriptures, we have everything that we need to live a biblically successful life. Okay? So, if aliens exist on other planets, why didn't God tell them about it? Well, that means one of two things. Either there aren't, they don't exist on other planets, there is no life on other planets, or number two, if there is, they would fall under the classification of messengers. The Greek word is angelos. Basically, they would be angels. Well, how do you test the spirits? 1 John 4:1 tells us to test the spirits to see if they're from God. Any spirit that does not confess the true Jesus of the Bible, Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, the Jewish Messiah, God become a man, the only one who could save us, the one who died on the cross for sins and bodily rose from the dead. If they demote Jesus, we got to test the spirits. If they demote Jesus, they're not from God. And so all these alien abduction cases and all that preach a new, these space brothers saying they created the planet Earth, they demote Jesus to being one of the space brothers. And if we want to be saved, we've got to be saved by the space brothers. And all this alien, ancient alien, phony baloney stuff. Let me tell you something. We test the spirits, and if they're going to demote Jesus, let me tell you something. My God is bigger than your God. My God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so you want to demote the Lord Jesus, what that's telling me is you're preaching falsehoods. Aliens need God, but God doesn't need aliens. I doubt there's intelligent life on other planets. The Bible doesn't really seem to tell us about it, but the Bible tells us we have everything we need to live a godly life, to live the overcoming life in the scriptures. But the Bible does tell us, test those messengers, test the spirits to see if their message is from God, and we'll know it's from God if it gives glory to Jesus. If it doesn't give glory to God, it's from the pits of hell. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord and trust in the infallible, inerrant Word of God. I don't think there's life on other planets, but if there is, God created it, and if they're not going to bow before Him, they're false teachers. So test everything with God's Word. Thanks, and God bless.